FM 90.3 WJTL, Patrick Mayberry. Great song, Watch What God Can Do. Good morning, 722.
Well, we want to...
Sorry about that.
We want to congratulate Donna Hurley from Lancaster. She is our first winner today. She just won a $20 gift card to Zig's Bakery and Cafe. You can visit them online at zigsbakery.com. Donna, congratulations. We are just so, so happy for you.
Our singers were a little slow in singing. Sorry about that.
Well, that's
next time they'll jump in quicker.
Yeah, seriously. They're getting paid to do this, man. They got to be on top of the game.
I know.
Sunny skies in the weather today. High around 53 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds. A low of 29 degrees. Tomorrow, looking cloudy with a chance of some afternoon rain. And a high of 50 degrees. Right now in Lancaster, clear skies, 30 degrees. In Harrisburg, 31.
Our special guest, Lisa Byrne, is the area coordinator for York County for Operation Christmas Child. Good morning again,
team. Good morning again.
So great to have you here. When our kids were little, we used to pack Christmas boxes. And, you know, it's so exciting to pray over it, to fill it, to drop them off. And then the only way you really get to hear is secondhand, maybe through the website or through a speaker telling you. But you got to live every packer's dream. You got to go to Kenya and hand them out to children.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes, yes, I did. I was blessed to go to Kenya in June, this past June, on what we call a vision trip with Operation Christmas Child. We traveled to Nairobi, Kenya, and the surrounding area. And we're able to go on three different outreach events where children hear the gospel message. It's presented in a really colorful way, child-friendly. They're singing songs. They receive a booklet called The Greatest Gift. And then we were able to help distribute the shoebox gifts to the children.
Amazing. Yeah, and it's hard for us to believe here what an impact a shoebox filled with things can have. But
right.
you have some great stories that come to mind.
Yes, I felt that... I was so honored to be an eyewitness just to how God's moving and working and through the power of a simple shoebox gift. One of the other stories that just really sticks with me, there's so many, but one of the other stories is we went to an outreach event at a school that I had mentioned earlier for children with physical disabilities. And after we handed the shoebox gifts out, we were going around and helping the children to physically open their gifts and see what was inside their gifts. And I approached one little boy and I said, "What's in your shoebox? What do you have in there?" And we're looking through. And as we started, he looked at me, though, with this really quizzical look on his face. And he said, "But I don't know what to choose." And I hesitated for just a moment, too, and kind of stood there for a second till it sunk in. And
he thought he only got to pick one thing of that whole box.
Yes, yes. And I said, "Oh, this is your box. This is all for you. Someone packed this for you. And this is yours." And he went, "Yeah!" And left out this really great cheer.
Amazing.
And just to witness the joy on these children's faces, but also knowing that Jesus loves them. And I'm going to teach you a Swahili phrase.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, I love it.
So every time we handed a shoebox gift out to a child, we said, "Yesu anakupenda."
Yesu anakupenda. And what does that mean?
Very good. That means Jesus loves you.
Oh, wow.
That's
so
awesome.
So sharing the love and hope of Jesus through a simple shoebox gift. And so many of these children then come back and are part of the Greatest Journey discipleship program and then accept Jesus as their Savior and then go on to share him with their families and friends. So the gospel's not only shared, but multiplied to the ends of the earth.
And our listeners can get involved. One of the questions we get here most about just random things, which we get every day, is, have you heard about when they're doing the Christmas shoebox, you know? And now is the time.
Now
it's coming
is
up.
The time.
Tell us
but
about
it's
that.
Not too late, but now is the time. Next Monday is the beginning of National Collection Week. So November 18th through the 25th. We will be collecting shoeboxes all across the country. And to find out the nearest drop-off location to you, the best way to do that would be to go to the website, which is samaritanspurse.org/OCC. And when you go in there, you'll see it'll tell you how to pack a shoebox. You can even build a shoebox online, and it will also show you where drop-off locations are in your area that you can drop off next week.
It's a great experience for a family, for a Sunday school class, for to do with your grandkids.
Right.
It's a lot of fun, and then to pray for the child that's going to receive that box is such a big component of it.
Exactly. The most important thing you can pack in your shoebox is prayer.
Yeah.
So packing and praying over each and every shoebox gift, and then also including a note and a photo is great too, because I also witnessed that, how many children received photos. In fact, can I share one other?
Yeah.
Love it. I could talk a long time.
Oh.
But one of the other stories from the school that we went to was, I had mentioned a lot of the children were in wheelchairs and using wheelchairs to get around. And there was one young man, as I was walking around, we were looking at what was in his shoebox gift, and there was a photo and a note. And again, this is so God. God knows each and every shoebox and every child that's going to receive that shoebox gift. He knows now. And when we looked at this child's, the note and the photo, it was a photo of a church group, and just a small group. And in the very front row was a young man in a wheelchair.
Amazing.
So
love it.
Yeah.
Here's an opportunity for you to impact a life. SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, which stands for Operation Christmas Child, so you can remember it. SamaritansPurse.org is the place to go, and your opportunity is coming up the 18th through the 25th.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I also have an email address. Is that okay? If you'd like to get in touch with us locally, our email address is occyork@gmail.com.
Check it out, occyork@gmail.com. If you're feeling God's pull to be more involved, you can get involved with Lisa and get in touch with her and let her know you'd like to be a part. Lisa, we loved having you here today.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Wish you the best, and know that God will continue to bless these kids through Operation Christmas Child.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Back to the music we go. Lincoln Brewster's Move coming your way on WJTL. Good morning.